the Pedic Suba. Svarim says, I'll tell you over here, maybe Kablin heavy. That the father was a Kablin, meaning he said over clearly that using Aura of the Pshat is a guarantee. First you have to go to the waiver, go to the person who was given the money, and if he can't pay, then come to me. A Kablin means, he speaks that clearly, you don't even have to go to the waiver, but you have a right to come straight to me. That's a stronger type of Aruf. And Mashma, this is chal even by Iksuba. A Kablin maybe yes. So Mora says, depends, there's also Machlokes. You say a person is mekabel upon himself, that he has a right to go to him. So even in the case when the lever at the beginning had no money for himself, still the kabel means it very good. But el leman diyama, but there's a man diyama in Bobasso that says, is le mishtabed le, that if the lever has his own money, like when the malvah lends him, the lever will have some way of paying back, and then the oruv really means to be a guarantee. But lestle, in the case where the oruv, where the lev himself has no money, lestle mishtabed, then even a kavan does not really mean it. So according to that man, you have a ma'ikul name, what can you say over here? Vice is the son of whom didn't have any money at the beginning either. So if so, the father was never really a kavan to accept the chayv to be the guarantee then. So how could Abayev wanted that Rav Huna should give a get to his wife, and then she'll be able to collect the ksuba from his father? The Kuru's father was not mishabed himself. So more answers like this. He boys and one tells could be maybe that Rav Huna had the lay, that at the time when they got married, Rav Huna had money, and therefore when the father said he'll be mekabel to be a guarantee, he really meant it. Just now when it comes later, what happened was Vishtutuf, all his property got ruined, like a marble came and ruined his property, so that's why now he has no money. But at the beginning, he had money, therefore the father was really mishamed himself. The boy said, another tales could be, Abu Lagaba Bray, Shibuti Mishamed Navsha. Yes, it's a svara here, that since it's his father that accepted upon himself to be a guarantee for the son, he really meant it. Even though usually an Oruv does not mean it by Iksuba, but it could be a new svara, a father is different, he has more doubt towards the son, he wants the benefit for his son, he really meant to mekabel this chiyuv, that if the son would give a get to his wife, he would really be mechayev himself to pay the ksuba. So that's why Abaye wanted this to happen, just they didn't do it because he was a kohen. And the it, because we're like this, the Gemara Git, the Gemara Bam Vasram, that all of the ksuba, if somebody's about to get married, and a third person comes and says, I'll be a guarantee that whenever you give a get to your wife, I'll pay the ksuba, is divrei hakol lemishtabed. That means nothing. What the man is not saying anything, he only means the shem mitzvah that she got married and don't worry about it, but he does not really mean to mishab himself, because no money was given over. Usually the pshat is when somebody wants to borrow money, so the malva is afraid to lend over the money, unless the lever gets a guarantee. So there the guarantee really means it, because the malva is giving away money because of him. There he really means it. But yeah, b'shat are getting married, they're not giving over any money, there's no ksuba right now. So we say the oruv did not really mean it, therefore it's not mishabit. The baal chayv, let's say where somebody's lending money, and then the malva says, well, I'll only give you the money to the loiva if you get me a guarantee, then the rihako mishabit, and everybody holds, takar rizchal. No, he's kablan. He's kablan, you're kablan. Where the guy says, you can come back to me first, even without going to the loiva first, then everybody holds by baal chayv rizchal. All of the baal chayv, let's say regular guarantee, meaning to say, first go to the leiva. If he does not, then come to me. Or else the kablan b'ksuba, a person says you go straight to me. By iksuba, plig here to machlekes. The nikla mandiyam, as some still say, only is lo nichsa the leiva mishtabit. Only if the leiva has the chosim, then the oruv really means it, or the kablan. But less than the leiva doesn't have anything, or the baal doesn't have any money, then le mishtabit. Then even though he's a kablan or an oruv, he's not mishtabit himself. The Yikul, but he was a mandiyama, no. The Yikul, a mandiyama that says, Afagav the Lestle, even though the Leiv himself doesn't have any money, but still Mishtabda. Still the Oruv really means it to Mishtabda himself. Because since Lamaisa, the Malv is giving away the money to the Leiv because of the Oruv, because of the guarantee, so when he sees that happens, he really means it, he's Mishtabda himself. The verse says, Yikul, so what's the Maskon, what's the Lachor over here? The Yichoso Bekulu Halacha, all these cases are Afagav the Lesley Nami Mishtabit, even though the Leiva does not have any money, still the Olav really means it to Mishabit himself. Levar excluding Mayor of the Ksuba. Only if you're a guarantor for Ksuba, there we say do not mean it. Why? The Afagav Yisle, even in a case where the Leiva or where the Baal has money, still the Olav do not mean it. Why? Le Mishtabit. My time, what's the reason? Mitzvah Kovet. When I say I'll be a guarantee, I only mean to make the shidduch go through, that she get married, I only mean to do the shei mitzvah. But lemidi chasrei, but no money is being lost because of me. Like right now, there's no money given over b'shach to get married. So therefore, the leiver does not really mean it, and therefore he's not meshavet himself. Now the Gemara says, who garba, there was a person, tizavnina lenichsei. He sold all his property. And now the kogir shel besu, and now he gives his wife a get. And the question is, he doesn't have the money to pay the ksuba, so she has a right to collect from the lekucha, she can go get the money back. So again, are we afraid here for Kanunya to say that maybe the husband's only doing this to get back the property, and after she gets back the property, he'll remarry her? So are we afraid here also or not? Like in our Mishnah, we have to make a neder not to do this, not to remarry her. Shoshochu Rav Yosef bread the Rav Lekayim with the Rav Papa. What's going to be the luck in this case? Like Orif Tanan, the Lach is about Orif Tanan already. Hegdish also Tanan now Mishnah. Lekeich Ma, what's going to be with the husband just sells all his property? What's going to be a locker over here? Do we have to, before he gives a get, we have to make a neder not to remarry you? Somele, he says that, yes. Tono ki ruchlo, nechshe v'nezo, like the Tanan, like a roich, like a person that goes around saying over every single case, the Tanan says the case in one or two cases, and for that we understand the swear applies all over. Even here, when the husband sells his property, also, if he gives his wife a get now, we'll have to make a neder that he won't be able to remarry her back again. But Nahador Yami, in Nahador, they said no. The Tanan Tanan, wherever we learned. But the Loit Tanan, Loit Tanan, this case of Moicher, we didn't learn, and therefore it doesn't apply. And Amar Mishashi explains now, when Mishashi says, my time with Nahador, what's the reason of Nahador? What should be the difference if you sell your property or not, or the other case of makdashit? There's not like this yet, there's a big difference. Bishleim hegdish, when you makdash your property, mishum reyach to hegdish, because there's a gain for hegdish. Therefore, I mean, we want hegdish to keep the money, so we're afraid they'll take away the money from hegdish, therefore we make a neder, you're not going to remarry your wife. Orev nami, mitzvu diyavid, flav midi chasrei. Orav also is doing a mitzvah right now, so we don't want the Orav to lose out any money. Therefore later, before the Orav has to pay off, we have to make sure the person's not doing this for a trick. But the person that bought the property off the husband, michti, let's see. Maybe you're supposed to know, like you bought it off somebody that's married. So you have to know that it's possible, maybe the man will give his wife a get, and there'll be a ksuba involved. If so, am I nice of an Isman? How come you went and bought this property? Like you should have known, Iyuhudi Yasranashay. This you should have thought about and known yourself. That it's possible that the man will give his wife a gift, and maybe he doesn't have any other money, and she'll come and collect the ksuba from your property. But since you should have realized this before you bought the property, here we don't go and make the husband make Nidorim, but rather we let her collect the property. Because we say a little bit, the person should have thought about this himself. Should have been Ihu the Asra Nafshe. Yeah. Right, another Mishnah says, Hamakdish Nechosev, somebody's Makdish all his property. Voice all of Ksubasisha. He has a point of Ksubasisha. Rashi says means, Shekodmu Gerishin Lehegdish. Here's a little bit different. Here the husband already gave his wife a get first, and then he's Makdish all his property. So now there's no Kanunya. Because at the time when he's makdashit, we know right now it's not chal for the amount of the ksuba, because he has the chiyuv ksuba upon him already. So his makdash chos vasla ksuba sisha. Or else about chayv, before he's makdash, he owes somebody money, so we know whatever he's makdash is only what's more than the chayv or more than the ksuba. So here the locher is, ein ishi yachil ligvais ksubasam in hegdash. Even though the mikra adim, the derites alike, the money of the ksuba is not hegdash altogether, still, the wife cannot stam come to Hegdish and take away the property. We don't want people to think stam you can take away property from Hegdish. The same thing, Beloy Ba'choy B'schoyvoy, the Ba'choy, the one to come and collect his money, even though Midiraisa, so that amount of money is not Chal Hegdish, still Midirabona, they can't stop, take it away from Hegdish. Elo Ha'poy De'poy De, but rather you have to go redeem it first. It should look like you're doing a Maisa B'diyah. And you're pointing with Amanas, Litan Lisha, Amanas, give it to Isha B'ksubroso, Ulo Ba'choy B'schoyvoy. You do have to pay for it, not with a lot of money. Rashi says, Bezoil, you pay for it with the dinner, that's all the small amount of money, just to make it look as if you're first redeeming it. What's going to be, though, Higdish Tisha money? Let's say you were Makdish $90. That's all you had. For your Choyva Meya Mona, and you owe somebody $100. So really what comes out right now, the Higdish really is not Chal at all. But still, with Rabbanu, though, we say, and Moisef oy dinner, that the malva should lend another dinner to the loiva, or point this in the chasam elu, and again the loiva has to come like redeem the property from Hegdish. Amnas litan liisha ksubos lo bachoyves choyvei. Amnas to give the money back to the isha for ksuba, lo bachoyves the choyvei. Even the hilachot is a big chiddush, because hilachot would know Hegdish is chal at all, because all the money is meshubit for the choyv. Still, we want it to be a pidyon to make it look like this, you're being pointed with first. Samura says, Lomali the main was the Mishnah have to say ha poida poida. What do you have to say? You have to redeem it altogether for? Where it's a Mishunda Bavua. Do you have a Bavua? Shlo Yomu Hegdish Yotzabloy Pigeon. Like really, Midiraisi, you shouldn't have to have a pigeon altogether. Because it was not Hegdish what you owe. But Midirabonim, though, we don't want people to come and think it could be poiderit without, you could take away from the job being poiderit. Another one says, Maslis now Mishnah that says, even when you mark this $90, and you owe 100, that still you have to be poiderit, is the loy of Shem Gamliel. Why? The time you learned, of Shem Gamliel Leiner, him ho ye choyver k'neger ha'desh, let's say the choyver was $100, and you be makdish now $100, then the locker is poider, then you have to be poiderit. But v'yim lav, let's say like here, the hegdish was less than the choyver is more than the hegdish, is ain't a poider, then you have no right to be poiderit back with sheep. Ain't a poida. So Rashi says, the lavas, the case where the choy was more than Hegdish, so lava died to you didn't lend the money, I'm not taking back from Hegdish. Hilke can't collect from Hegdish altogether. Like, since here, you use only Makdish $90, and he lent you $100, so since the choy was more than Hegdish, you never had that to collect the money from Hegdish altogether. So therefore, you can't take anything back from Hegdish. But the Gemara says, though, Rabbanan our Mishnah says you could. Rabbanan our Kamo, Rabbanan our Yeshua, Amor Hashem Shasad Palga. Rashi says, even till a hefty amount. But let's say you will mark this $40, and the Chayv was $100, then we say you don't have in mind to collect from Hegdish, and therefore if you want to go be poiderit, you'll have to pay the whole be poiderit Bishav the way it's worth. So only Svara like, if the Havor was like equal to the Hegdish, or at least only halfway, then we say Yuzicha had the money to take back the Hegdish, therefore the Hegdish was not Chal. But once the Hegdish was way less, even less than half of the Chayv, then we say it's not Chal the Hegdish, then we say the Hegdish is a regular Hegdish, and you can't collect from it at all. Now the Mishnah says, Afal Pisham, even though it was said, Chayv the Erechim Mamashkin and Oysan, so we have before in the Mishnah case where you don't pay up your erchin. You take your time. So Bezna comes down and forces you and takes away your mashkin from you. What mashkin I say? The locher is though, Noisim loy mozen shloshim yoyim. We let you hold on to yourself the food you need for 30 days that we don't take away from you. The Givu though will force you to pay up the mashkin to pay up, but we won't take away from you food for 30 days. That much we'll let you have. All right, turn over. Continue on the other side. To let you keep. All right, and uchsus clothing shnei masachodesh. We'll let you keep the clothing for years worth of clothing. That's harder to buy clothing. Let you keep a year's worth. Mito mitzvah. So then we take away money from you. We have to make sure we leave by you a bed with linen on it. The sandal, we leave your shoes by you. Utfilah, we make sure you still have tefillin. Loi, only your own clothing, your own bed. Avolei li'ishto lebanof, we do not leave over for you the money to buy all your wife's bed or your children's bed. That not, that we take away for chayv. You are b'chayv to pay up the erchim, we'll take away that. And the Moradashan's wife, I'm sukkim. It's only your own things we leave by you. And more human, let's say the person was a craftsman, so meisun loy shnei kli umnas. Mikol min umin. Every type that he needs, we have a right to leave over two of each type. Chorosh, lamosh, let's say the guy was a carpenter. So meisun loy shnei metzadim, let him leave over two axes, or shnei megiris and two swords. Like you, up until now, the guy maybe had 10 of each, but now we have to take away and sell the rest, but two of each we have to leave over. Reb Lezer Weimer. Let's say he was a plower, he used to plow the fields. So mostly, Timber, he has the right to use his yoke that he puts on the animals. Chamor, let's say the guy used to rent out his donkey or carry things in a donkey. Mostly, Chamor, we let him leave over his Chamor, we don't take away from him. That's his panosa. Hoyuloy, Minechud Ruv, let's say the guy was a carpenter. And he had like 20 axes. Or Minechud Mut, but from swords he only had one sword. So Einam, we don't say, Limcher some Ruv, let's sell from the axes. Likach min amuot and buy him another. He should have two swords. That we don't say. Al neisn leishne mina min amruba. We leave him over two axes. That's true. But the rest, the whole sheishne min amuot. If he only had one sword, so pshat is this carpenter could work with one sword. So we don't say he has to be left over with two swords. Only if at the beginning he had a lot of each. Then when we take away, we have to at least leave him two of each. But if he only had one sword, we don't have to give him more. Yeah. Hamakdish nechosiv, mavon loy tefillin. Somebody's makdish is nechosim, so his tefillin, Rashi says the makdish is tefillin bechlal nechosiv, mavon loy tefillin, means a poidoisim. We are supposed to redeem back a tefillin. Even though he meant to be makdish it, that much we have a din to be poidoisim back for him, that the person should still have a tefillin. Yemai time with Yom HaKro, v'yemachu miyekacho,